The next morning, Nelson's line of ships advanced on Copenhagen, and the battle began. The Danish guns, firing on the British at close range, took a fierce toll. Nelson paced the deck of his flagship, HMS Elephant, urging his men on. He was in an excited, almost ecstatic state. A shot through the main mast nearly hit him. "It is warm work, and this day may be the last to any of us at any moment," he told a colonel, a little shaken up by the blast. "But mark you, I would not be elsewhere for thousands." Parker followed the battle from his position to the north. He now regretted agreeing to Nelson's plan. He was responsible for the campaign, and a defeat here could ruin his career. After 4 hours of back-and-forth bombardment, he had seen enough. The fleet had taken a beating and had gained no advantage. Nelson never knew when to quit. Parker decided it was time to hoist Signal Flag 39, the order to withdraw. The first ships to see it were to acknowledge it and pass the signal on down the line. Once acknowledged, there was nothing else to do but retreat. The battle was over. On board the Elephant, a lieutenant told Nelson about the signal. The vice admiral ignored it. Continuing to pound the Danish defenses, he eventually called to an officer, "Is number 16 still hoisted?" Number 16 was his own flag. It meant engage the enemy more closely. The officer confirmed that the flag was still flying. "Mind you, keep it so," Nelson told him. A few minutes later, Parker's signal still flapping in the breeze, Nelson turned to his flag captain. "You know, Foley, I have only one eye. I have a right to be blind sometimes." And raising his telescope to his blind eye, he calmly remarked, "I really do not see the signal." Torn between obeying Parker and obeying Nelson, the fleet captains chose Nelson. They would risk their careers along with his. But soon the Danish defenses started to crack. Some of the ships anchored in the harbor surrendered, and the firing of the guns began to slow. Less than an hour after Parker's signal to stop the battle, the Danes surrendered. The next day, Parker perfunctorily congratulated Nelson on the victory. He did not mention his subordinate's disobedience. He was hoping the whole affair, including his own lack of courage, would be quietly forgotten. Interpretation. When the Admiralty put its faith in Sir Hyde, it made a classic military error. It entrusted the waging of a war to a man who was careful and methodical. Such men may seem calm, even strong, in times of peace, but their self-control often hides weakness. The reason they think things through so carefully is that they are terrified of making a mistake and of what that might mean for them and their career. This doesn't come out until they are tested in battle. Suddenly, they cannot make a decision. They see problems everywhere and defeat in the smallest setback. They hang back, not out of patience, but out of fear. Often, these moments of hesitation spell their doom. Presence of mind is a kind of counterbalance to mental weakness, to our tendency to get emotional and lose perspective in the heat of battle. Our greatest weakness is losing heart, doubting ourselves, becoming unnecessarily cautious. Being more careful is not what we need. That is just a screen for our fear of conflict and of making a mistake. What we need is double the resolve, an intensification of confidence. That will serve as a counterbalance. In moments of turmoil and trouble, you must force yourself to be more determined. Call up the aggressive energy you need to overcome caution and inertia. Any mistakes you make, you can rectify with more energetic action still. Save your carefulness for the hours of preparation, but once the fighting begins, empty your mind of doubts. Ignore those who quail at any setback and call for retreat. Find joy in attack mode. Momentum will carry you through. Keys to warfare. Our minds seem rather strong when we're following our routines. But place any of us in an adverse situation and our rationality vanishes. We react to pressure by growing fearful, impatient, confused. Such moments reveal us for the emotional creatures we are. Under attack, whether by a known enemy or unpredictably by a colleague, our response is dominated by feelings of anger, sadness, betrayal. Only with great effort can we reason our way through these periods and respond rationally. And our rationality rarely lasts past the next attack.